And we are here. We are live. We are downtown Minneapolis on a Sunday morning. A little bit of smoke in your eyes this morning when you get up. You could see that sun just kind of blazing through the smoky clouds. I'm Susie Jones. Josh Wheeler's at the helm. Good morning, Josh. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, I'm doing double duty today. So
yes,
if I seem like my hair's on fire, it just might be.
Mm.
But I'll keep it on the tracks along with your help today. We are going to talk about acupuncture this morning. We did this once about a year ago, maybe a little more. Nikki Vanacek is the owner of East West Acupuncture in Excelsior. And she is the acupuncturist to our Minnesota Twins. That's cool. Nice. So when they're in a slump, they come in and get some needles, and then they hit the ball. Nikki, how are you? Thanks for coming in.
Good morning, Susie. I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for being accommodating as I run around a little bit here this morning. So let's talk about acupuncture. So if people are just tuning in, they've heard about it, you know, they think, oh, needles, it hurts. Or what is sort of the biggest misconception about acupuncture that's out there?
Well, you just said it. It hurts. I mean, and in all honesty, it is needles, so a little apprehension at first is absolutely warranted.
Mm-hmm.
However, the needles are so fine and so thin that rarely does anyone typically ever feel any kind of discomfort.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's not to say that people don't, because every person's different, so our tolerance is going to vary. But we spend so much time learning how to needle that typically, I'm going to say 98% of the time, people don't feel it. It mm-hmm. doesn't hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And people, most of our patients, fall asleep and take a nap.
And in honesty, I have been to your place and had some needles put in me.
Yes.
And it doesn't hurt. And, you know, you do put music on and turn the lights down. And what does acupuncture do?
So if you think of it in a sense of like a highway. Mm-hmm. So there's something called meridians. And our body has 14 different meridians. Now, meridians are non-tangible. They are not a part of our body that we've been able to prove from a Western standpoint. So you think of them like a highway system or like a grid system that overlays the body.
Mm-hmm.
There's 14 meridians, and they all govern over specific aspects of our body. So meridians govern over the local area, an organ function, body function, brain function, and they work together, they're antagonistic. So kind of what happens throughout, you know, birth till present, we end up with like little micro traffic jams in our body. And these traffic jams then are what leave our body susceptible to illness, injury, or disease. Now, these traffic jams can come from multiple different incidences. It can be a physical, it can be an emotional, it can be something that was just what you were born with. And acupuncture helps to remove these micro traffic jams so the body can then promote its own self-healing and restore homeostasis to restore health.
And obviously what's the farthest back that it was started?
The farthest dated was over 4,000 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah. It was one of the first medicines, and there's always a little bit of variation of stories just because the translations from Chinese to, you know, Western, mm-hmm. there's a little bit that gets lost
mm-hmm.
or changed.
Mm-hmm.
That's just kind of how it goes. You know, that like that rumor game that we all play, things get changed.
Yeah.
But it did start where the Chinese used rocks and would nick areas of the body to promote bloodletting. And they were able to then trace it throughout the meridian system by saying, okay, if I nick the foot, somehow that helps somebody with stomach pain.
Mm. And now they have mapped that out. Because
mm-hmm.
if you've gone to an acupuncturist or even like a massage place, they'll do hand and foot where you see how each part of your foot or hand affects a different organ in your body.
Yes.
Which is super interesting.
It really is, because in all honesty, with the way that we are taught, we're not taught that our body is interconnected. We're taught that if your elbow hurts, it's your elbow. If you have heartburn, it's your stomach. If you have a sleep issue, it's your sleep.
Yeah.
We're not taught that, you know, your elbow pain could be causing or creating a dysfunction somewhere else in your body.
Mm.
So within Chinese medicine, especially at our practice, we go through the whole body. I mean, even if you come in for elbow pain, I'm going to ask you about your sleep. I'm going to ask you about your energy. I'm going to ask you about how's your mood? How are your emotions?
How are your bowel movements?
How are your bowel movements? Because you know what?
I hate to say that, but that
no.
You and I have talked about that. But really?
Really, because we're taught that, you know, oh, you go every other day. That's fine. No, that's dysfunction.
Mm.
Like your body should be able to do what it needs to do in the amount of time that it's meant to do. It's like telling you, oh, you only have a bowel movement every other day. Good for you. That's like saying, oh, you only breathe every other day.
Oh, my goodness. That's funny. We just want to remind people, if you're listening right now, it is just about 7:15. And our guest is Nikki Vanacek. She's the owner of East West Acupuncture in Excelsior. And if you have a question, maybe you're curious, maybe you've already experienced it and want to share, we have our phone number is 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. That is also our text line. So a lot of people like to text in questions. So if someone comes in, let's just talk about if someone comes in, what would be a typical, I don't want to say typical, what would be some of the common ailments that people come in to see you for?
Well, I would say for me personally, my specialties are in pain and neurology. So I did some advanced training and studying in China, and that was my area of focus. So I would say probably more like neuropathy due to chemotherapy. I've been seeing a lot more patients that are coming in to use acupuncture and Chinese medicine as a collaborative therapy to chemotherapy.
Oh. And how would that work? How do those two work together?
Well, that's a great question, because that's why we're called East West.
Right.
Because that is my passion. Mm. I want to help bridge the gap between Eastern and Western medicine, not only for our patients, but also for our Western healthcare providers so that they have other options to help support their patients, like when they're going through chemotherapy, because chemotherapy is hard on our body. However, we're so fortunate that we have it because it saves lives.
Mm-hmm.
So acupuncture can help with balancing out the meridians that govern over circulation to support the venules and the nerves that end up, in a sense, becoming damaged from the chemotherapy. So we're trying to teach patients and providers to have patients come in when they start chemotherapy so we can prevent neuropathy.
Okay.
Now, if someone has had chemotherapy in 20 years ago and now they have neuropathy, we can still help them with that. It's just going to take longer.
Okay.
So there's specific acupuncture points that are not only going to help support and improve blood circulation, it's going to help improve and support nerve regeneration, as well as make sure that it's focused towards just the feet.
Very good. We are going to take our first break. It's 651-461-9226. That is the number to call or text. And we will be back right after this. 7:21 on a Sunday morning. Happy to have you with us. My name is Susie Jones. Josh Wheeler at the helm. Our guest in studio this morning. That's always fun. Nikki Vanacek. She is the owner of East West Acupuncture in Excelsior, Minnesota. And I've had the pleasure of being a patient, a guest there. And it is, it's interesting because it is that feeling of, how do people describe how they feel afterwards? Do you get a lot of different?
Yes.
It's not, is it a gradual feeling or can it be immediate? Kind of talk about the feelings that you get after.
So it's, again, different for every person, but our treatments that we provide are going to be specific for the patient's main complaint, but we are always going to add in acupuncture points that help with supporting and balancing the body's stress, resetting the nervous system. So most people, when they leave, feel very relaxed, kind of chill. Some people feel, like they're a little tipsy. Some people actually will say, oh my gosh, my back feels better, my headache's gone, or my stomach isn't hurting. So some people will have immediate relief to certain symptoms, but I would say across the board, most people just feel like it took the edge off.
Yeah, right. If you come in there crabby. 651-461-9226. Getting some text questions in this morning. We'll start with them. You just asked this. Does it help with neuropathy, the pain in the feet? And yes, it does.
Yes.
Here's the second part of the question. This is interesting. Do you need to go forever?
No, hopefully not. So when, again, depending on what the condition is, if someone's had it for, you know, 2 weeks or, you know, 10 years, is going to determine the, you know, duration and how their body responds. But the goal is to get, you know, people feeling good and healthy so that they don't have to come. Mm-hmm. But I would say we will definitely suggest maintenance, like no different than getting your oil changed, because once you feel better, life is going to keep happening. So there might be triggers or things that aggravate the condition that you just need to come in for a tune-up.
What's the general amount of time for a treatment? Is it 6 weeks? Does it vary? Can it,
it
be 2 weeks?
It does vary. It can be. It can be anywhere from, like, you come in four treatments to 492.
Oh, really?
Yeah, kind of depending on the condition and the person.
And the texter writes, does Medicare cover treatments?
Not to my knowledge. Our clinic has been trying to get into network with insurance companies for the past 10 years. Unfortunately, the insurance companies continue to not let us in.
Because they don't view it as valid?
It's getting better. To be honest with you, there's no real understanding of why they deny. Some insurance companies do cover acupuncture, but not, like, they're going to say, like, if you come in for insomnia, they're like, nope. But if you come in for back pain, maybe.
Okay.
So it varies between policies, but we're hoping to try. We try every year.
Yeah.
We're going to keep on trying, and maybe, fingers crossed, someday we'll be able to get in with insurance. But we do try to keep our prices pretty low, because we do want to help people.
You also have packages. I know that, which can help.
Yes.
651-461-9226. That's a number you can call or you can text. We have a bunch of text questions, but we also have Marcia calling this morning from St. Paul. Good morning, Marcia. You're on the air with Nikki. Thanks for popping on. Appreciate your time.
Good morning, Marcia.
Good morning. I'm just wondering, could acupuncture help my swollen arthritic knees?
Yes.
Talk and about that.
How we would treat that is, depending on if you're any on certain medications, we would typically add herbal formulas to help with that as well. And then we would give different food therapies.
Oh.
In Chinese medicine, we look at food very differently than we do in the Western nutritional diagram. So we would give you support through acupuncture, herbal formulas, and food. That would then help with decreasing the inflammation, decreasing the heat, which then is going to improve blood flow and help to decrease the pain. And there's other techniques that we can use that can also help with supporting some better mobility within the joint. We're never going to take away the arthritis, but we can definitely help mitigate the symptoms that arthritis creates.
All right. Thanks for your call. Appreciate that. 651-461-9226. What is the difference, a texter writes, between acupuncture and dry needling? I don't know what that is.
So,
my phone's
dry
ringing.
Needling is a technique that physical therapists, some chiropractors will use. Now, this is kind of controversial between acupuncturists and other providers, because acupuncture, we go to school for 4 years, and then we go to school for another 3 years, and then we have four medical boards that we have to take. So an extensive amount of education to do acupuncture and Chinese medicine. Dry needling is about a 300-hour course.
Oh.
So dry needling is where they will insert the needle, and they will continue to manipulate the needle to get a twitch response of the muscle to decrease tension, to decrease pain.
Okay.
So acupuncture works by treating the whole person, the whole body. Right. So we're not just looking to remove tension in the muscle. We want to help support the body's healing process so that the possibility of reoccurrence of that muscle pain does not reoccur.
Couple people texting in. That call was from a friend of mine, Catherine, who used to work at the state capitol. She says the VA covers some acupuncture. Thank you for that, Catherine. Another texter writes, Medicare covers back pain at Penny George. Penny George Healing Center at Abbott Northwestern.
Wonderful.
So a couple people saying that. That's good to know. Appreciate that. Another person wonders about lymphedema. What is lymphedema and how could acupuncture and can it help someone with that?
So lymphedema is where the lymphatic system of the body, which is kind of like, if you think of it, like our drainage system. So we have so many different interstitial fluids and water that goes through our body. So the lymphedema is where the lymphatic system, for some reason, has a decreased function. So there's swelling, and then it causes like circulation issues. So acupuncture is a great collaborative therapy to lymphedema, but also massage is helpful. And then there's some different supplements and medications. So I would say acupuncture is great and helpful, but more of a collaborative therapy.
Okay, that sounds good. We mentioned this. Can it help with arthritic pain in your back and hips?
Yes. Again, what it's going to do is help to improve blood flow, decrease inflammation, which is going to help promote the healing process. So if there's anatomy change due to the arthritis, which sometimes there can be the bones change. So acupuncture is not going to change the already issues with the anatomical body, but it can help decrease pain by improving circulation.
This is a good one. How do you go about finding the right acupuncturist if you live in greater Minnesota? How often do you need to go? And we kind of address that. But
That's a great question.
Yeah.
So the last time that I was here, we did give out our information and we did have many people call in asking for resources. So there's that option. But if you're going to, you know, go on the Google either traditional Chinese medical doctor, Google traditional Chinese acupuncturist, and you're going to want to look for their, you know, degree. Where did they go to school? Do they have a degree in acupuncture? Well, as a doctorate in acupuncture or Chinese medicine? And then just give them a call and ask, do you do Chinese medicine or do you do this? There's quite a few throughout Minnesota, anywhere from all the way up north, all the way to down south. So there's quite a few available.
A texter wonders, can it help Parkinson's?
Again, this is another condition where there's a certain level of progression. Acupuncture can help with symptoms such as gait and the breathness, help with the emotional aspect of what you go through with that kind of diagnosis. It's not going to decrease what's already happened within the brain, but it can help support the body's decreasing the progression of Parkinson's. And it does collaborate wonderfully with some of the medications like carbidopa that they use, because those medications can cause like different fatigue and other symptoms. So it helps with that.
All right. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break and give everybody a little traffic update. 651-461-9226. If you have a question for Nikki, again, we're talking to Nikki Vanacek, the owner of East West Acupuncture in Excelsior. And if you have a question, 651-461-9226. We're back after this. And we are back with our guest this hour, Nikki Vanacek, owner of East West Acupuncture in Excelsior, taking your calls and your texts at 651-461-9226. And we have a lot of text, Nikki. That's just happens when you come on.
I love it.
Well, I think people just kind of shoot out whatever their issue is. Someone wonders about sciatic pain, you know, the pain in your butt.
I know it very well.
Yeah. Is that a thing that might be helped by acupuncture?
Yes. Yes. I, years ago, had an injury and I ended up with terrible sciatic pain. Like drop foot. It was awful. I mean, so I did learn how to treat sciatica through acupuncture.
Okay.
And it is very interesting. It's going to be acupuncture as well as something called Tui Na. And Tui Na is the way that we do muscle work within Chinese medicine. And that is kind of, it's kind of a sticky condition because the sciatic nerve that goes from your back down through your glute and into your leg can be aggravated when you sit, when you stand, when you lay. It is a dull ache that is exhausting. So it can be a little tricky to treat, but we have had phenomenal results.
What about sciatica? Because, you know, people will get it. How does it come? What is it, an injury? What happens when you have, I mean, I have had shooting pain down my back leg.
Yes, and that, again, can come from multiple different conditions. You can have a disc issue. You can have just muscle tension. There's a piriformis muscle in your glute that is close to the sciatic nerve. And if that gets irritated, it can just press against the nerve and cause pain. Mm. So there are a few different reasons for sciatic pain. And acupuncture is able to, because we treat the body again. So we're not just treating the sciatic nerve. We're treating the back muscles. We're treating the nerves. We're treating the blood flow. So we're treating multiple different aspects of the condition with one treatment.
Okay. And one treatment, but you might have to come a couple of times.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right, until.
Yes.
Very good. Let us ask you about tinnitus, the ringing in the ear. That's another. These things are all very
annoying.
Chronic. Yeah, chronic and annoying.
This is the conditions that Western medicine has a very difficult time treating because when it's unspecified, when you can't pinpoint, oh, you know, you have a broken arm, we can fix your broken bone. So tinnitus can, again, come from many different reasons within Chinese medicine. There's so many different meridians that govern over the area of the ear, that govern the inner ear, govern the neurological aspect of it. So what we need to do is first figure out where the traffic jam is in those meridians, and then we treat with acupuncture and herbs. So, now, you might not get 100% result, but we can typically get it to, you know, 50 to 60% improvement of tinnitus.
Okay, because that is one that a lot of people have, and it's annoying. I feel like I have it, but I'm just used to it.
Yeah, and that's typically what can happen. And some people, we just adapt to it, and other people, it can drive them insane.
Right. What about, we talked about neuropathy, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Tinnitus, can it help regenerate the nervous system? How can acupuncture help with IBS and help regulate the nervous? What's IBS? So, irritable bowel syndrome.
Yes, yes. Well, so that is one of the most important parts of Chinese medicine is the digestion because your gut is your second brain. And typically IBS is aggravated by our emotions.
Mm.
Like we've all heard this phrase like, oh, I was so excited I had butterflies.
Yeah.
Okay, that was your emotion. Or I was so nervous, I was nauseous.
Mm.
So we treat IBS not only from a physiological digestive function, but we're also going to work with the emotions that can typically trigger and create IBS.
Okay.
So there's like in Chinese medicine, if you worry or you have a busy mind, all your energy is going to be up in your head. So then there's very little energy and support for the digestive system. And then that's when we start creating dysfunction. So by giving body and mind connection and the ability to process emotions, it starts to heal IBS.
And someone did ask that a little bit ago about mental health.
Yes.
Oh, and acupuncture.
Yeah, it can. So no, it is not going to replace, you know, therapy or you know, other psychiatry or things like that.
It's even a medication. I mean, you could still take your, I mean, Paxil and have a benefit too.
Absolutely. Okay. Because then what acupuncture can help do is, again, balance out your body's nervous system, balance out your body's functions and help create homeostasis so that then with the medication that you're taking and the other therapies that you're doing, it can then help reset the nervous system. Mm-hmm. So one, you're able to process things through therapy, and two, it also helps to use the medication so that then maybe you don't have to up your dosage.
651-461-9226. That is the number to call or text. We're talking to Nikki Banachek. She's the owner of East West Acupuncture in Excelsior. These questions just keep coming in. They're just kind of fun. Can it help with bicep tendinitis for pain?
Yes. Okay. Yep. And so where their pain is not always where the problem is.
Mm.
So understand the physiology of the body. And then when you're able to bring the acupuncture component into it, it is just beautiful at helping that.
Menstrual pain.
Absolutely. Yes.
Again, what are we're talking about? How does acupuncture affect your uterus? Is it just, I mean, anyway,
yeah.
Go ahead.
So, well, there's specific, again, points and meridians that govern over not only hormone production and balance, but it's going to help support the anatomical uterus.
Mm.
And so we see quite a few women from ages, 12 to, 70-something that are having different hormonal fluctuations and pain. Because even if you've gone through menopause, you still have a cycle. You're still going to go through that luteal phase. So you can still have symptoms.
Is that right? Even... I did
for
not.
Sure.
I'm
yeah.
62 years old. I did not know that.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. If you have your ovaries, you're going to have fluctuations of hormones.
Mm.
So, yeah. So you're not crabby. You're just going through some of them. It's not you. It's hormones.
That's what I'm going to say to the judge.
Yeah.
651-461-9226. We have so many questions here. We'll just keep going. And along those lines, you mentioned it, but can a 10-year-old get acupuncture?
Yes, as long as the 10-year-old is okay with needles. We are, we've worked with quite a few different children, so we will slowly work them into the treatment. But we also have cupping. We use tuning forks. We have multiple different herbal tinctures for kids,
okay.
As well as helpful with food therapy.
This texter writes, and it's fine. Is there something acupuncture does not help?
I would say the hardest thing for acupuncture would probably be tinnitus.
Okay. If you have a hole in your heart or a...
Oh, yeah, no.
You know
no.
what I mean? Some
yeah.
of those things, if you have lung cancer, you know what I mean?
No,
those
right.
Those major things, you cannot miraculously disappear.
Absolutely, no. This right. is where then acupuncture is the collaborative therapy.
Right.
Yeah, no, it's not going to cure cancer. It's not like glaucoma... things like that. No, it can help with symptoms, but it is not going to miraculously heal you like magic.
Okay. This texter says, do you use some electrical stimulation? I had severe plantar fasciitis. After two treatments, I had instant relief with its use.
Yes. And I would say plantar fasciitis is one of the easiest things acupuncture can help with.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
And so, yeah, we do use electrostimulation where you connect the little clamps onto the needles to help support, you're going to change the neurological pulse of the muscles, improve blood flow. Yeah.
It's cool.
Pretty amazing.
What symptoms do you have the most success with? Another great question.
Yeah,
Hester.
I was going to say, gosh. To be honest with you, I would say pain, anxiety, and digestive issues. Like,
right.
those are the top three across the board.
Pain, digestion, and?
Anxiety.
Anxiety. Texter writes, Susie, I was amazed by my acupuncturist. He put, 15 needles into my neck and back, and I never felt one of them go in. It was amazing. Thanks for sharing.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
great to hear.
That is great.
For people listening, too, if they have never heard of it, and we're talking about it, and they think, oh... I mean, can you come in and kind of have a consultation and find out more before you,
yes.
you know what I mean?
It's absolutely, because it's one of those things we do offer. It's called a stress-reducing treatment where you just come in. This is, it's kind of like it's like a sample. It's like, okay, I'm going to come in for an appetizer.
Yeah.
So it's 30 minutes. It's 7 needles. And that way you get to meet us, you get to see the clinic.
Is there a benefit to the 7 needles?
Yes. So it is a specific protocol that I came up with that helps to balance out the body and decrease the impact of external stress on your internal body.
And what does that cost?
That's $40.
Okay. Good to know.
Yeah.
I mean, as an introductory, if you want to come find out about it, 651-461-9226. We're going to take our last break of the hour. It is 7:46. We'll be back with more of your questions, and there are more. Nikki Vanacek, owner of East West Acupuncture and Excelsior. We're back right after this. And we're back with the last segment of this show on acupuncture. Our guest this hour, Nikki Vanacek, owner of East West Acupuncture in Excelsior. We have a lot of questions, a lot of text questions coming in, so we'll get to as many of them as we can. A texter writes, can acupuncture help with asthma?
It can. It definitely will help with the symptoms of asthma, but it's maybe not going to necessarily heal asthma.
Okay.
So if you have something like sports-induced asthma or asthma after having like bronchitis or something like that, I would say it can help support and heal because the lungs do regenerate themselves. But if you were born with asthma and it's pretty severe, it can be a collaborative therapy.
Can acupuncture help with skin conditions like psoriasis?
Yes, because typically skin conditions come from our gut.
There's the gut again.
Mm-hmm. And I had terrible psoriasis, and that's kind of one of the things that I learned how to treat while I was in school because I had it on my elbow, and it's so uncomfortable.
Mm.
So I did a lot of like experimenting on myself.
A texter writes, can it help with scar tissue?
Yes.
And explain that. That's crazy.
It's wonderful with helping with scar tissue because scar tissue happens after a trauma. And then the body goes to help to restore. Mm-hmm. But then there's a change in the dermis. So then blood flow and things like that is decreased. So what we do is we take acupuncture needles and we go along the scar. But then that's where we bring in the electrostim to help break up that scar tissue and then allow for the blood vessels to regenerate, regrow, and start to nourish that area.
Okay. A texter wonders, we already talk about fibromyalgia. I don't think come up. What is fibromyalgia?
Fibromyalgia is, again, kind of a neurological condition. We're not 100% sure where it comes from. Well, we know it comes from the neurological aspect, but it's also maybe can be considered an autoimmune condition. So acupuncture, again, helps to support the immune system, the nervous system, the different emotional components that come with fibromyalgia, the chronic fatigue, help with sleep. So it, again, isn't necessarily going to heal or make the condition go away, but it can definitely reduce symptoms.
Okay. 651-461-9226. A texter wonders, can acupuncture relieve pain in the jaw area?
Sure. So that would be...
And thanks, Jim, for calling from Star Prairie, Minnesota.
Oh.
Nice.
I would say... So it sounds like probably that's like trigeminal neuralgia.
That's the word.
Okay. Yeah. So then again, that's a neurological condition, and that can come from tension in the muscles, maybe a disc, trauma, injury, or jaw clenching. So we're going to, one, figure out what's the emotional component to the neuralgia.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, it is extremely helpful. And that would be like a neurological condition, kind of like sciatica, that our goal would be to take care of, eliminate, and then decrease possibility of reoccurrence.
You and I talked during the break about how important a person's own attitude and mind about what's happening can contribute or block healing.
Yeah.
Kind of talk about that, because I think if you have like a bad attitude and say, this is never going to help me, this is, this is a bunch of junk, blah, blah, blah.
And we'll see patients like that, especially sometimes we're like last ditch effort, last hope. So patients will come in and be like, I'm not going to get any better. And mindset is very important, really, actually, in any aspect of life. I mean, if you are taking, insulin because you're a diabetic, but you don't believe that the medication is going to work, you don't think anything's going to change, it's just going to continue to get worse, it actually does affect our body's ability to heal. So yes, mindset's very important, and that is absolutely something that we will talk about with our patients, because our mindset is more than just, I feel good. Our mindset and emotions can create blockages in the meridians that then can contribute to the hindering of healing.
Yeah. It's interesting because we've gotten 99% interesting texts from people with questions. And I just saw one. And this is important because I think this is probably something you deal with. This person wrote 2 minutes ago, she sounds like a quack. So I say that because I am sure that you get a lot of pushback from sort of hardline Western medicine people that say it is, what are you really doing? Blah, 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 blah. So how do you kind of get past, or do you not even worry about that and just help the people you can help?
I don't worry about that because in the end of the day, I'm the kind of person that if I don't understand something, then I'm going to educate myself before I start criticizing or judging. So if anyone, when I first started, I was embarrassed to tell people because they were like, oh, it doesn't work. I don't believe in that. But that's why I started educating Western healthcare professionals. That's why I, have been in, practice for 15 years. That's why I work with the Minnesota Twins, because our goal is to help educate. And also, too, I started working with another group called Hypercharge. Dr. Sinacropi, who is one of the leading spine surgeons in Minnesota, asked me to come on board on his team because there is so much research, evidence-based research now on how acupuncture and Chinese medicine is so helpful in the healing process of our body. And it is a very important medicine that is beginning to get mainstream respect.
Okay, very good. We have about 2 minutes left. I don't know if I asked you about it, but they're all kind of in the same vein. Migraines.
Mm-hmm.
Did I ask you about migraines?
No.
Yet? Okay, because this is about migraines and then lightheadedness, off balance. Yeah,
yep.
The same thing.
So those, again, would be like the neurological aspect. So migraines can come from multiple different things, concussions, hormone imbalance, again, something to do with the digestion. So acupuncture, again, is I would say that's probably a lot of where the research has been done in acupuncture is for migraines, and there is incredible results. Now, again, that's going to vary for each person and different treatments, but yeah, acupuncture, migraines, and herbal medicine knock it right out of the park. And then the lightheadedness, that's probably more like a vertigo type thing, depending on what's going on with the patient. That's where we might, you know, refer to a PT just to make sure that their crystals in the ears are all set before we start treatment.
Okay. And then what was the one? Shingles. Oh, I guess we have about 30 seconds. Shingles is
shingle again is helpful. That's it is from a virus, so it can help support the body's immune system to help decrease the progression and their duration of shingles.
All right. Very good. Thank you, Nikki.
Thank you for having
me. Thanks for coming downtown. Nikki Vanacek, owner of East West Acupuncture and Excelsior. You can look her up and make a call and get a test drive. Take a test drive.
Absolutely.
All right. It is 7:57 on a Sunday morning on CCO.